Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your power mentor. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, listen, I'm here coaching you every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead, share this call with other people. They can dial in the 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. So I'm here coming to you live from Orlando, Florida. We had an amazing event here last night. Pastor Jonathan McKnight, an amazing event, hundreds of people looking to actually change their life. And I'm going to tell you something that most people want to increase their quality of life. And people say, well, why don't they do it with me? Why don't they do it with me? Why is it so hard for me to build a business? I can tell you something. I have seek the Lord concerning you and your business, and I have been for quite some time. And the prayer had been for me also to be able to explain to people the same way that he has shared with me on where people want to come from. Obviously, God knows more about people than us because he created us. And he created us in such a way that we don't care how much a person knows. We just want to know that they care. And so what we're talking about, big dreams deserve massive action. It's about where are you coming from? Where are you coming from? Where are you coming from? I need you to write this down today. We're coming from the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 31, verse 21. And I think you're going to find something very powerful. Today's instruction is to get out of your head and do it from the heart. Get out of your head and do it from the heart. I know for some people that's lame. They're like, the heart is a tough world out here. My heart has been broken. My heart has been crushed. But God will deal with all of that. We got to go to the Lord right now because people's heart condition determined how they flow, what they do, if they're afraid or not. I need you to get out of your head and do it from the heart. You're going to need to come in the queue on today. Now, is there some reasons or some dangers in your head that's stopping you from your next level? Let's go to the Lord. Father God, we come before you. We honor you on today because this is the day that you've made. We're so glad, rejoice, we're here in the land of the living. Lord, you are so amazing. You're so awesome. We're coming to you, oh Father God, to ask. Making our petitions made known, we're asking right now that you will remove any stumbling block, even from generations, things that our generations have done. As we are going into this passage, we're asking that your Holy Spirit illuminate us to help us understand your people. King Hezekiah got it right, and we want to get it right. We're seeking your face and not your hand on this day. We're asking you, oh Father God, to purify our heart and clean our hands, that we would do our work from a right place, that you may prosper us. We're pushing through anything that's stopping us here in our life and in our business. We're keeping our eyes stayed on you through faith, which we know will increase our works. But we don't want minimal work. We want big results, so that means we have to take massive action. So, dear Lord, sever us from those things that are depleting our energy, that's causing us to move at a mediocre pace. So so we can get out of our head, make our feet light, that we may walk through an idea that all we want to do is serve and help your people, knowing as we follow your commandments that we will be served. We honor you and we bless you. We want to seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. I can tell you this right now. You got to excuse my voice. I've been speaking quite a bit. But I need us to read this scripture first. And King Hezekiah, he came from a family of kings, that meaning that power was given to people and the power was abused. But here he comes and says, I want to do it right. This is going to be a game changer for some of you all on the line. Let's read our scripture and then we'll go into the lesson. I need you to come in line because there are a lot of people that are confused. They don't know what's right and what's wrong. They don't know what to follow or who to follow. They don't know what instructions should they take and what instructions should they not take. And this will help clarify some things for you. Let's read the word, and I'm going to go into a experience that I've had in my life. Second Chronicles chapter 31, verse 21, it says, and in every work, not bipolar, not tripolar, not quadrupolar, not sometimes I'm on it and sometimes I'm not, not sometimes I'm going to do it God's way and the other times I'm going to do it another way expecting God to still bless me. Let's go. Let me not go before I'm, please forgive me. Please forgive me because my heart is leaping right now. 2 Chronicles 31, 21, it says, in every work that he began in the service of the house of God and in the law and in the commandment to seek his God, he did it with all his heart, so he prospered. Oh my gosh. I don't know if you guys have realized all of these. For those, some people are just coming into Power Start Your Day for the first time. We want to welcome you here on this morning. We're training you to build a big business, but we're training you from the truth, training you from the Bible. People can test it. They can question it. Go ahead. I want you to test it and watch what will happen to your life, because that is what happened to me 20 plus years ago, is that I decided to try God and it worked. There was no one around me actually pursuing God in this way, but then there also was no one around me that was having massive success. Not just saying we're talking about money, I'm talking about in life. Meaning they were able to find a sweet spot in their life no matter what the circumstances was that was going on. The only person I was able to watch that, but she never talked to me about those things of life, was my grandmother. And I can go back in her countenance, her daily activities. I didn't see her running, scrambling, chasing paper. I didn't see that. I just saw her serving people in the capacity that God showed her how to do it. Everything that she did, whether it was just cooking breakfast for us in the morning or whether it was taking care of us for my mom or whatever, it was with all of her heart. She put her all into it. It was done right. It was done right. I want to talk to you this morning and ask you, where are you coming from? Most people are trying to build their businesses from their head. They're trying to figure it all out versus take massive action from the heart. I'm telling you, if you seek God first and you start taking action, he is going to help you take the right actions. He's going to give you the right words. He's going to send you the right people. But it's hard to get out of your head because most of us are continuously window shopping at success. We're looking at other people's success. But what we want to do is we don't only want everything that's in their head. We don't need their expertise. We need to know, where are they coming from? That's going to determine if the success is going to last or not. There's no reason to work so hard to take your spot at the top and come tumbling down a mountain. When I was at National Achievers Conference, and Tony Robbins was talking about how, you know, I think it's either he said, I don't know, 77 billionaires, I believe that he's interviewed, 77 billionaires, billionaires. And he was saying out of 77 billionaires, there was a very, very small amount of them that were fulfilled, that was happy. And he realized that those things that we had to master for success is based off of your focus and your action, taking that massive action, but then doing things that makes you feel fulfilled, doing things that make you feel fulfilled. Anytime you start compromising to build wealth or to build a business, what have you, the fulfillment goes away. And then it becomes something else. It becomes now a cat fight, a competition. It becomes all these other things that God did not intend for us for success. You got to check your heart and where you're coming from. When I walk into a room, I come in, I'm saying, I'm coming to get you. I'm going to get the souls, your mind, will, and intellect to help you to make decisions that now will move you to where you want, your desired place. Next level in all areas. But most people don't even know that's exactly what they want because they never explored that. Like King Hezekiah, I said, I want to do it your way, God. I don't want to do anything that's not clean. I don't want to have no parts of anything that's unclean. And so I stand for that. Because I know and I've watched not only from history and even in the history in the Bible, even my history in business, that when it stopped being about a pure place for people, things begin to crumble. Well, we're not sending you warnings right now. What we're doing is training you up because most of you all are not in a place where you'd like to be in success. And so why not start now working on the foundation, which is the heart? And if the heart is right, the head is going to follow. There's some people that feel like, I got to get a little bit of this from that successful people, a little bit of that. Yes, it is going to take a collage. It takes a village. But if you're mixing oil with water, you're never going to get the right synergy for your success. You're never really going to get your business way off the ground. Just like all money, not good money, all advice is not good advice. You've got to be able to discern what is the core, what is the source of the instruction. Call, I'm serving because it was an assignment. It was what God told me I had to do. I didn't know all what he was going to have me to say every morning. I'm like, I don't know. About, what is this? I wanted to make sure that I had the right sequence and I knew exactly what I'm supposed to do on a show, a radio show. And then one day he said, throw that out the window. That's not what I told you to do. Now you're doing what you want to do. I just need you to seek me first. The kingdom, my way, just like Dr. Monroe shared, seek he first, the kingdom and all his righteousness, the law, seek that. And then I'm going to add everything you need, everything you want. God don't want to withhold no good thing from you. So if he snatched something from you, it wasn't good for you. Be okay with that. Let's clear the pathway so you can take massive action. This is not the time to be passive and think you're going to receive massive. I can tell you, when you take passive, massive action, eventually the income residual will be passive, but it first starts with the massive action, with the right instruction. You say, well, how do you know so much about people, Nicola? This is what I want you to do. It's not only we were talking last night, we had one of our leaders drive up from Tampa to me to, oh my gosh, I love this woman so much, Erica Billow, and I love her so much, and I'm so grateful that she is moving on a path for her success. But let me tell you this right here. She was like, oh wow, you know, I love when you share 25 years of experience dealing with people. But let me tell you something about people. And you know a lot about people too. You just don't act like you know it. Why are you acting like you don't know a lot about people when you a person? If you want to take a little notepad out and just begin to say, I would love if someone would treat me like this, 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 that, 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 that. That's why. He says you got to treat people the way you want to be treated, not the way you have been treated. Some people will be creatures of habit. If somebody dogged you out, somebody deceived you, somebody, and you say, I got to have a one-up, so I'm going to dog out and deceive people before they can get to me. No. That's not going to be your path to success. That's your path to destruction. Even if you do make money for a little bit, you're going to be in dysfunction. So you will not be fulfilled. You would want someone who cares so you can start caring. Caring means that you got to know you can't quit. If you care, you can't quit. You got to help people. You got to make sure you're an example for people. Let me tell you something. I can remember, and I want you guys to start coming in the queue. I can remember when I was leaving the hair industry to do marketing full time. And I gave my clients, it was about close to 2 months of notice that I was, at first they thought it was a joke. And what I did was I began to seek out the stylist that people would consider my competition. I never felt I had competition. My chair stayed overflowing. Why? Because I did every good work the best. I did it with all my heart. I put my heart and soul in every part. I didn't act like just because I'm tired or I'm rushing or whatever. Everyone left that chair satisfied. That was the intention. I was a great person at hair cutting. I was a great person at long hair, natural hair care. I did weaves. I did wig units. I did all these things. And what I did was I seeked out the hairstylists that were masters in those particular areas, because you have some stylists, very few of them would master in many areas. They would say, I specialize. They do what they like to do. But what happens if you had a client that say, okay, today I want a shortcut, but tomorrow I want a weave. She has to go somewhere else. I never understood that, but let's get back on track here. So I said, I began to seek out and I began to call them, and many of these stylists already knew of me. We may have never met, but they knew of me, like, wow, you're doing great work, whatever. And I said, listen, I'm moving to my next level, and I want to know, are you taking new clients? And they're like, what? I said, yeah, I have some of my clients. I love my clients. I want to make sure they're in good hands. And I began to now allocate these clients. So now when they went to these new stylists, they didn't feel like they didn't feel so foreign. They knew that I cared. I passed them on with care. I didn't just leave them out there and say, oh, I heard about this. I made personal calls. And it's so funny that there's a hairstylist, one of my good friends, her name is Sharla Jones, and she became a client of mine, even in our business now. She's not in our business, but she became a client of mine and sent me a ton of referrals back. And I sent her many of my clients. She was talking the other day and said, you know, so-and-so still comes to me. I've been out of the hair game 9 years plus. Do your work with your heart. You're meeting people out there. You're going, we call it prospecting. Why don't we call it connecting? Prospecting, you're just going to be wondering, am I doing this right? Am I doing this right? You're seeking a connection with somebody. And you're coming from the heart, it's going to be right. Last night, we were at our restaurant after the event, and there was a gentleman, Benny, there. And, you know, after he served us so well, he was so thorough. And, of course, yeah, we give you scripts so that you'll know a lead. And because someone will say, well, what do I say? How do I start a conversation? These are things you got to be trained up to do. We're going to be doing that here at Present Like a Pro. We'll be training you up on how to just be natural, be yourself. And so we begin to talk to Benny, and I say, look, Benny, wow, you are just really, really good. You're so thorough. You know, how long you been working here? He said, a long time. Long time. Wow, you can tell you must be in management. Like you must be in management. He's like, oh no. But you're so good. I mean, you're so thorough. You didn't forget anything. You know, and I begin to now edify and compliment him. That made Benny feel so good. It was almost like he didn't want to leave our table just because someone was making him feel good. Would you like people to make you feel good about yourself? People are doing things and they think that they're not important, but they meet someone like you and you say, I noticed you. A connection. So, Benny, is this all that you do? Well, yeah. I mean, have you ever tried anything else? I mean, are you open to anything that can make you extra money if it wasn't going to interfere with, I mean, it doesn't have to interfere. You can still work here if you want. And he began to share, well, I tried these different things. He shared. He tried to be a tech guy. He tried another job that now was so hard on his body. And he said he had to come back to waiting tables. In my mind, I'm saying, man, I remember me being a hairstylist, working 12, 14 hours, and I was praying. It would have been awesome if somebody would have come in and say, man, Nicola, you're working so hard. You love your clients. Have you ever considered even another way, like serving people in a bigger way? No one gave me that invitation. But if someone had, I would have been open to hear it because they ask it, are you open to doing it if it didn't have to interfere, take you away from hair? Even though eventually it was my decision that I walked away from hair. But at the end of the day, there's so many people that are going to their jobs every day saying, man, I wish I knew what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't have enough money to start a big business. But you connect. And by the time we were done, I'm like, listen, Benny, and we began to converse. But I told him about our two leaders that were at the table, that they're in their area, in this area, and he needed to connect. I said, Benny, how are we going to reach you? I'm going to send you a little video, whatever. You're going to watch it, whatever. It's not much. But then we just want to, you know, just talk to you. Benny gladly gave the number. Then after, hey, do you need a bag? Hey, do you need... He was like standing at the table like he didn't want to leave our table. Because the energy was just so right. Now, guess what? Just having several conversations like that in a day is considered massive action. For connection. Every day, consistently, with the intention of I really want to help somebody. Coming from the heart, he could feel it. He could feel that it wasn't like somebody was trying to get at him. It wasn't no aggression like, you better take my number. You better get with it. You better get with it. You're going to miss out. You better get with it. No. He now has physical challenges because of the job he tried before. He's been trying to get out of waiting tables but don't know what to do. Now, how many people do you think that Benny has waited that's in our industry that never really invited him from a pure place of connection, but only from a place of gain for themselves? Seek a connection. Some people out there, let's open up the line. Some people out here, they are building their businesses, and you know you're doing it like the hugs that some people give you at church. You know, when they say, hug your neighbor, and they want to tap your back. That ain't no hug. You might as well have not even touched me anyway. You might as well not even have touched. You could have kept that hug. You can't even hug, or you shake my hand. You can't just put your other hand on top of my hand. Give me a genuine shake. These are the things that make people not like network marketing, because it's not genuine. People got to pretend they're doing more than what they're doing. Then when they get on the other side, they realize that you're not really trying to help them at all. It's all about yourself. People will feel like, okay, you too important, so no one else is important. Guys, make connections. Make connections and do it often. Watch what happens to your business. Massive action. Good morning. 770, last 48970. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. This is Sandra. I know you have not heard my voice in a while, but I have a testimony for you.
Sandra.
How have you been?
I'm amazing.
When I tell you this, I know you are. When I tell you this, you are going to be floored. So a year ago, I was in church. You know, we know each other from church. I was in church praying. And I said, God, you gave me some plans. You gave me some ideas. You told me what to do. I know I hear your voice, but I'm tired and I need help. And no sooner I finished my prayer, Dr. D said, hey, I want to introduce you to something. At that point, I got introduced to Glenn, who then introduced me to you and your opportunity, right, officially. I mean, we always knew each other at church. So I went through the process, and I was doing a lot of work, and I was just, you know, but, you know, I knew what God called me to do, and I was like, God, I just don't see how this intertwines, and I don't get it, and I just kept in my head, right, kept doing stuff in my head. And anyways, I told you last year, I said, I felt it. I didn't know how, I didn't know why, I didn't know where it was going to be. I said, I'm no longer going to do what I've been doing, and I'm going to devote my life to God full time, doing whatever it is that he's calling me to do. So I did that. And I know, and this is really what I want to say, it's just a testimony about Power Start Your Day. I'm so connected to everything, because everything you talk about comes from the Holy Spirit. And there is no doubt in my mind that the Holy Spirit is consistently working through you, because I did a little test today, right? Because I've been off of Power Start Your Day. I said, okay, God, if she talks about something I'm going through, then I know clearly, right? I had to still play this little test game with myself. And Nicola, you hit everything on the button of stuff that I've been working through, going through, talking about, even the examples that you gave about billionaires. I mean, I was just floored, and I said, you know, let me stop playing around. You are a divine connection for me. I don't know exactly how, but I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that if somebody needs help, Power Start Your Day is where they should be. Because God is working through this line. He's giving you what you need. It's really up to us to be obedient and listen. Now, I tend to be, and I will, you know, be transparent. I tend to be a little hard-headed. And this morning when I was, like, talking to God, he was like, Sandra, you told me you didn't want to feel alone. When's the last time you got on the call? And I said, okay, well, I'm going to test it out. If she talks about something that I'm going through, then it's real. And I was like, you know, I've been known this was real. Why did I have to do that, right? Like, why did I have to do that? But I play these little games in my head. But you're right. I need to get out of my head and get to the work that God has for me to do. And I know that it's related, very, very closely related, you know, to everything that you're doing. And I need to just stop playing around, in all honesty, because I kind of fell off my business because I was like, oh, this is secondary. This is not really the major plan. But, you know, I'm feeling like, okay, I need to start where I am. right? I may have multiple plans. That's fine. But I need to be consistent, and I need to start working the plan, not thinking the plan, not, you know, just work it and then just keep working on it. And like you said, if you do your best one chair at a time or one person at a time, you're going to see the fruit of your labor. You're going to see the goodness that God has. And he has so much for us. It's unbelievable. But please, and this is my little disclaimer for the people, please don't be hard-headed like me, because you're just going to keep bumping your head. You're just going to keep bumping your head. Just listen. Be obedient. And when he gives you a gift, a jewel, like Nicola, honor her and be obedient. Even if you don't like what she has to say sometimes. So, you know, people don't like to hear the truth sometimes, right? They don't. I know a couple of times I didn't want to hear it. But if you're obedient, if you're obedient to God, I promise you, he's going to work it out. He's going to make it better than you could have ever imagined.
Oh,
and I, you know, I just highly recommend, you know, it's not even, I mean, I just, you know, my Power Start Your Day is not going to, you know, I fell off for a little bit, but it's like your vitamin. I got to take my vitamins again. Thank you, Nicola. I love you.
I love you. And Sandra, you are so destined for way too many big and great things. Like, you are a billionaire flow, for real. But you've got to, just like you say, start where you are. And you've got to be consistent. I'm telling you right now, you got to think about, even for me, I always share with people, the person who shared the opportunity that I'm in with me did not even know how to give me the link properly. And that's okay. She's a super, super smart woman, genius woman, powerful woman of God. But she wasn't even totally engaged. And she sent the link and she sent the wrong thing. And I called her back and said, no, I don't think this is the right thing. And then she sent the person who enrolled her to come talk to me at a Panera Bread. You never know where a conversation is going to go or who that kind of person you're talking to is connected to. You never know. So every life is important. If we acted like that, if people felt like that, you'd have no problem building a team because people would want to be around you. They'd say, man, I need to be just like Sandra said. I need this in my life. But we need each other. And this is the thing. We gotta move fast, Sam. We gotta move fast. We gotta stop moving at this slow pace. We gotta move fast. There's too many people out here needing help. We're gonna take this call on 912 last for 2184. Good morning. God bless you. Let's see here. We're gonna go to this last one. I'm just wanting to take one more call. 470 last four 0138. Good morning. God bless you. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Nicola. How are you? This is Jamarian Hartsfield out of Atlanta, Georgia.
How are you? Good morning.
I'm doing great. Just reflecting off what Ms. Sandra said, yes, just, you know, learning how to get out of your head and just use your heart. Because I'm 22 years old, and I would say my biggest issue that I've experienced over the last year or so up until this point was just the sense of confusion, like not really knowing, like, what it is do you want, like, you know, and just trying to find a change and just trying to make a transition because, you know, just to be so young, I've experienced, like, you know, just, you know, a lot of heartache and a lot of disappointment and heartbreak. So automatically, you know, sometimes you would learn how to, you know, lock your heart away and just try to always use your mind. But just like you said, and actually last night I was out and I did some connecting with some people last night and I ran into a gentleman and, you know, I was, you know, having a conversation with him and letting him know what I do. And also, like, you know, just learning how to be genuine. You don't have to be perfect. Just, you know, just go out, talk to people and connect with people. And, you know, after I told him what I do and everything, he was like, oh, my God. Like, me and a coworker was just talking about this. Like, I really need this, you know. And I guess it's a coincidence that I ran into you tonight. So, you know, after we talked and everything, I got his number. He got my business card. And, you know, I sent him the information. He was like, you know, I will be getting back with you soon, you know, because this is something I really need. So at that point, I was just like, okay, maybe this is what
there
I need to start doing.
Connections, connections. When we understand in business, people do business with who they know, like, and trust, right? With they know, like, and trust. And what you want to know is that you want them to feel like they know you, and then now there needs to be a connection where they feel they like you, they'll trust you, and then now they'll hear what you have to say. And this is how we train people, these same steps within social media. This is why top-level people get irritated if they see someone trying to go in their inbox or just say links and whatever, because they're like, I don't even know you. You haven't tried to connect with me. You don't even know what I'm trying to achieve. You don't know. That's every human. That's every human. This is the reason on why men who have conversations typically end up with more relationships, because that's what women want. But guess what? Men want it too. Men want it too. They want conversation. They want someone who's saying, I'm concerned about him. That's why some days I'm not even saying anything. Why about just say, how was your day, baby? What was going on? What's going on? They just want to know that you want to know, that you notice them, and you're asking what's going on with them. It's just human nature, family. You know what to do. You just got to do more of it. Let's stop prospecting and start connecting. And do it. Make connections. Minimum 5 people a day. Look for new connections. Disconnect from the outcome of, are they going in my business, and be about your Father's business. I love you. God bless you. Let's make it happen on today. Be a breath of fresh air to somebody. A lot of people hurting out here. Government shut down, all sorts of things. It's rough out here. You have another way. Stop holding it to yourself. Take care.